Hey, there we are. How are you? It's my favorite time of day. Oh shit, no internet connection. I've been having technical difficulties all day long, man. I just ranted and raved for like 5 minutes, and it turns out that I had this thing set on private anyhow, so nobody was watching it. So I just ranted and raved for like 5 minutes all to myself. Nobody was even there. Hey, what's up? How are you? Good to have you. Whoo! Gavin, how are you, man? Thanks for the light. Hit the like button, the love button, the laugh button, the wow button, whatever button you want to hit. Hit the share button if you're so inclined. This is my daily live, not so daily, Monday through Thursday, definitely every day at 4:20 p.m. And while the audience builds, let me go over the show dates. Hey, Matt, how are you, man? I'll be taking your call if anybody wants to call in. If you're on live, you can do this. If this is later on, if this is, after 4:20 p.m., not everybody watches live. Most of the people watch the replay. So this isn't for you if you're on the replay. But if you're live right now, I should probably wait for more people to join in. But if you're live right now, you can dial that number and I will bring you on and we'll just talk about whatever, ramble, if anything's on your mind, if you want to say anything to me about what I'm talking about. Today it's Town Tavern Tuesday. I want to show you this. And I want to talk about how pretty much every nightclub, tavern, neighborhood bar, they all have the same cast of characters. It's just like that show Cheers. I mean, I remember watching that when I was a kid. I grew up in the 80s. That was a very popular sitcom. It's probably one of the best of all time. Cheers, And I didn't realize that at that time how close to life that really was, except that for one major difference. It was obviously tamed way down for network television. You go to these nightclubs, taverns, and neighborhood bars, they all have their regular cast of characters. They're all the same. They're just way more fucked up. And so that's what I'm going to be going over today. It's Town Tavern Tuesday on the 420 Report. A. Marie, Joanna, Gary, Jeremy Cartwright's here. We'll be traveling together at the end of September, I believe it is, down to Milford, Kansas. I'm sure that's going to be a fucking good time, dude. We'll be hit. I don't know where exactly is the venue off the top of my head. I know this weekend I'll be at Schultz's compound in Janesville, Wisconsin. Last time things got totally nuts, completely off the hook. And that was an indoor deal. That was wintertime. Everybody probably had cabin fever, so they're completely fucking losing their minds. But it was probably one of my most memorable gigs of the year. I definitely have to say there were several firsts that took place at that gig. The first time anybody has ever been in the front row and actually wet themselves during the show. It was the first time that in the middle of the entire thing, I was heckled by not an like a live person in the crowd, but basically heckled by porno going on the big screen directly across from the stage in my direct line of vision. I'm in the middle of a bit. I'm really trying to go, I'm trying to just hammer it home. And then I look up on stage and there's just some dude, some poor girl, he's hammering it home. It was the craziest shit I'd ever seen. This Friday night, Schultz's compound, it's a pool party, comedy under the stars, all are welcome. And then this Saturday night, Chicago, Illinois, right outside of Chicago, Berwyn, Illinois, Cigars and Stripes, I'll be teaming up with Daryl Moon in the retro comedy game show, the Screwlywood game. Comments coming in already. Hey, Brenda, what's up? D, how are you? Jeremy, doesn't matter where, we're going to give those people a hell of a show. Yeah, man, that's going to be a fun one. I'm actually bringing two opening acts with me, and I'll have more information for any of my Kansas friends or fans out there. It's kind of weird to say fans. Everybody right now on Facebook, you're friends. I've met each and every one of you out there. And that's why I like to do these videos, is just to check in with you, tell you what's going on, see what's going on with you. Tell you about the stories from the weekend that I was traveling out there, entertaining alcoholics all over this great country of ours. Hey, Travis, what's up? Good to see you, man. I got this last week when I want to show you this. This is a shout out to all the folks at the Town Tavern in Clyde, Ohio, who brought me in last Friday night. Pat and Sherry, and who else did I meet? Karen. They're pretty much the ones running the show out there at the Town Tavern in Clyde, Ohio. But that's what I'm talking about. Earlier, I was talking about how every one of these neighborhood corner bars has their cast of characters, just like the show Cheers did back when I watched that as a kid. But they're way more fucked up, man. You know, and it's amazing to me how similar in dynamics all of these neighborhood bars that I go to and do my show at. It's like their own crew of superheroes or supervillains in some cases. You know, so I got this thank you card. Last week was no exception either. I was going, I was probably 80% of the show that I did was completely off the cuff, just basing it off the crazy shit the audience was throwing at me. The same thing happened at Schulte's compound the last time I was there, where I'll be going this Friday night. All right, so I get this thank you card. I never get these, man. I get all kinds of cool stuff. I've shown them on here on the video before. I've got puppets and I've got, what else I got? I have a fish, like a fish lure, a hand-carved fish lure. What else do I have up there? I've got some Three Stooges dolls that somebody gave me. I get all kinds of crazy shit. Hey, Ed, what's up? I get all kinds of cool shit when I'm on the road, but I hardly ever get anything like this where the entire bar signs a thank you card. I thought that was awesome, man. The entire bar. I don't know if it was the entire bar, but they sent this around the bar after the show, and everybody signed it, a thank you card. Muchas gracias. I'm utterly grateful. That's perfect, man. I loved it. So this is from the Town Tavern, Pat and Sherry and everybody there. It was no exception. They had their cast of characters. You know, you see them all the time. You see them at all of these town taverns or Main Street bar and grills. What do you got? There's always like the lesbian couple, and you can never tell which one's the bitch, which one's the butch. there's always the old guy at the bar. He's the regular. He's been a regular there for the last 45 years. Everybody knows his first name and his last name. Even if it's their first time ever going into that bar, they know exactly who that dude is. He's like, you know, when Norm walked in on Cheers and everybody go, Norm, except this dude's like 85, 90 years old. You know, he's the bar old man, the old man at the bar. And they fall into three categories as well. You know, there's the one, he's just the innocent old alcoholic, and he's just there to kind of have a few drinks, you know, be around the people. But he's also the guy that will leave his hearing aid turned up at full volume, and the comedian thinks that a car alarm is going on outside. That was the craziest shit, man. I was right in the middle of my set last Friday night, and I hear this real annoying boop, 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 beep, 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 some sort of alarm beeping sound. And I'm like, can somebody shut the fucking front door? That, or somebody go turn their goddamn car alarm off? I started pointing at people, asking them if they would go out there and break into the car to turn the car alarm off. It was the most irritating sound ever. I've had some crazy heckler dynamics. I've had some weird interruptions at the show where the jukebox goes off mysteriously for no reason, or they leave full volume television on because the championship game is still happening. We've had the ambulance, the cops drive by with sirens at full volume. The waitress drops a tray of dishes. All kinds of crazy shit happens. I have never had a situation where the most annoying, beeping, irritating sound ever could not be stopped. I thought it was a car alarm going off outside. I asked them to shut the door. They shut the door. You could still hear it going off. I thought, well, shit, maybe there's something. Maybe it's my phone or something. So I'm trying to figure that out. And turns out there was just an old dude at the bar who had his hearing aid up too loud, and that was just feeding back in a constant loop over and over and over again. A guy died and interrupted. He didn't even interrupt the show. We didn't even get the show started. And I feel kind of bad about this one because I'm bringing in sound equipment and trying to hook up speakers and microphones and lights and everything. And this dude comes walking up to me and asks if he can help out. And I was like, no, man, I've got it. I've got this one under control. He's like, oh, okay. So he sits back down, digs into his steak. Not 3 minutes later, he's collapsed next to the table. People are saying their prayers. The fucking ambulance gets called. It turns out the guy chokes on the steak. They pull the sheet up over his head. They cart him out on the ambulance. An hour goes by while all this drama goes down, and the place is completely cleared out. It was packed. You know, 100 people there for their steak dinner and comedy show with Jared Dog. The place is fucking packed. This guy chokes to death on a piece of steak. The owner comes up to me with like 12 people left in the crowd. He's like, so you ready to go on? I'm like, what, are you fucking kidding me? You ready to go on? Hell no, man. 12 people in the crowd and I got to follow a guy dying. Hey, Jared Dog, how'd you do last Saturday night? Great, I killed. Hey, Andy, what's up? How are you, man? Yeah, there's always a cast of characters at these town halls. You see the similar ones everywhere I go. It might be a different mix, a different variety, but I've seen them all before. You know, there's the old man that leaves his hearing aid up too loud. There's the guy that dies chokes to death on the steak. That only happened once, by the way, and that was actually pretty sad. I probably shouldn't be making a comedy bit out of it. Hey, Connie, how are you? But who else have you noticed out there that's like a common character at a nightclub, tavern, or neighborhood bar? The old guy also falls into another category. The type of guy that is like, he's just, you know, he's a curmudgeon of the whole goddamn night. He's just pissed off at the world. Can't wait to fucking die. He wishes he could be the one choking on the piece of steak. This loudmouth jackass comedian talking his shit in my bar. There's always that guy. They're a lot of fun to make fun of. They're a lot of fun to bring into the show as a foil, and everybody knows that you're talking about. Like, yeah, he always is an asshole. I don't care how old that motherfucker is, he doesn't need to be coming in here and talking to people like that. Then there's also the creepy old guy, that he's the big flirt, you know. He's the guy that the girls get away, let him get away with grabbing asses and titties because it's all just a big joke. Oh yeah, it's just Elmer, he's harmless. No, he is not. Hey, Sarah, how are you? Connie, trying to get you back in Lansing. Yeah, let's do it. I think we can make it happen. I think that we need to do the show when the timing is just right. We need to bring back the he said, she said comedy show, the battle of the sexes that I do with Katrina Brown. We do our Q&A segment, so no two shows are ever the same. I think that'd be a winner to bring back to the Eagles Club there in Lansing, unless you got another venue in mind. But hit me up. Send me a direct message or get a hold of me. You got my number. Hey, Sherlyn, D. Lynn, I just got protested by the Catholic Church. You ever get protesters? That's cool, man. That's good publicity. I wish I would get protesters. I got to figure out a way to get some protesters. I wonder how I can make that happen. I don't really ever say anything that's too, I don't get protesters. I just get sissies behind the keyboard on Facebook that report me for shit that I don't even know what I said or did. You know, it's totally anonymous deal, but you get reported and there is no mention of exactly what it was that you did to violate the community standards. So you don't know what to correct. I don't know what not to say, you know. Part of me doesn't give a shit anyway, but I wish I would get protested. That's good publicity, dude. You want to get video of that. You should go out there beforehand in maybe a disguise with a video camera and a microphone and interview the protesters. See if they even recognize you. That's pretty cool, man. No, I want to get protested. Hey, Mickey, what's up? Talking about town tavern types. It's Town Tavern Tuesday on the 420 Report. And I'm also taking calls if anybody wants to call in. Is this on speaker? I believe so. So if you want to dial in, the number's in the description. But here it is, 515-604-9625. 229911 is the code. I put that up there about a week ago to see if anybody would actually do that shit. And like 3 people ever actually have. Bite off the head of a bat like Ozzy. Have you ever had someone Gary asks, have you ever had someone try to get on the mic after your show? Yeah, dude, that's happened a lot of times. They try to get on the mic before the show. I've had people try to get on the mic during the show, after the show. And that can be real. First of all, you never let somebody else take control of the show. You never let somebody else grab the microphone while you're in the middle of your act. I might interview them. That's one of my favorite things to do is get people that want to participate in the show. And especially if they think they got something to really contribute, they got a funny story if something crazy's happened to them. You can get a lot of good material that way. I like to take the microphone and go right down in there and interview. Put the just you know, but you got to control it. I'm not going to let someone else get up there and just, think that they're going to be the fucking comedian for the next 5 minutes. It has happened before, and trust me, it's a fucking mistake. Jessica Crown, hey, John is here. Aunt Pat's here. Good to have you guys. Welcome to the 420 Report. If you want to give me a call, I take live calls now. 515-604-9625, 229911. There it is. There's the number again. Is that a better shot? Is that a better angle? Right up close. I like to take. I just noticed I need to clean my fucking fingernails. I went on a long 5 mile hike today, and then I got back and I immediately started in on my shit. I've got shows coming up this Friday night, Janesville, Wisconsin, Schultz's Compound. That's going to be a hell of a good time. Shout out to Ryan Schultz. Shout out to the Bud Man. Shout out to Jack and Zelma, Jessica Croissant, everybody that hopefully will be coming to that show. It's a Comedy Under the Stars pool party. Make sure you get there. D Lynn says, I ran into couple number three from the Scrullywed game in Woodson episode. The triangle bar is ready for a Jared Dog return. They said, awesome, man. Well, I am ready to return anytime. I'm booked up to the end of the year. But I'll give Paula or Cheryl a shout and we will make it happen. I will also be returning to the Eagles Club in Gaithersburg, no, Germantown. The Gaithersburg Eagles Club, located in Germantown, Maryland. I'll be returning there Saturday, December 8th. I'll be in Frederick, Maryland, the night before December 7th. And I'm going back to Clyde, Ohio, that Thursday, December 6th. They gave me this thank you card. Passed it around the bar. People signed it. I think that's a drink chip, too. I got a drink chip. So next time I go back, free Blue Moon. Jessica, oh, my hubby caught me watching. Well, the 420 reports for everybody. Spread the word, hit the share button. It doesn't have to be your secret. It doesn't have to be your daily secret that you check in with the 420 report with Jared Dog. I'm only on at this once time a day. I try to get on, but I also like to do specials on the weekends when I'm on the road to give you an idea of what it's really like to be out there traveling the country, showing you some of the crazy fucked up places I've been, the different interesting characters I run into, talking about the different town tavern types where they sent gave me that thank you card. The place actually is called the Town Tavern. And it was a town tavern, man. They had the guy in there that was just, I think someone's chiming in. Is that someone chiming in on the phone? Let me see if someone's on the phone. Nope, doesn't look like it. I think that might have just been a share up on this phone, a notification up here. I got like this whole setup. This might be too much for me to handle. It's way easier just to flap my trap into the camera on the computer. Couple number three said the meat grinder prize they won is in a place of honor in their house. That's awesome, dude. They should get it bronzed. Bring it back to the show the next time I'm there at Woodson at the Triangle Bar. We'll autograph it. We'll sign it. Hey, Pete, what's up? Town tavern. There's also the town stoner. That's the last one on my list. The town. Are there any town tavern types that you know of? You go all over the country. You know what I'm talking about. There's different everywhere you go. That's like the same type of characters you run into over and over and over again. It might be a different eclectic mix each time, but it's usually you run into the same types on a frequent basis. Hey, Jody, what's up? You know what I'm talking about, man. There's definitely a crazy cast of characters that shows up whenever I do my comedy nights up there in Bay City. right? You know, Meat Pocket Girl, Kool-Aid Man. You know, it's like a whole crew of supervillains, a whole comical cast. Always the same types. There's always the, you know, the town stoner dude. I don't know if that's a share or if that's someone trying to call in right now. They both have the exact same beeping that goes off. It's like that old man shooting aid that was going off last Friday night over and over and over again at the town tavern. D. Lynn, the chick who used to look great 10 years ago. Yeah, you got one too many shots bought for her. You know, one too many drinks. Oh, that, you know. The dude nobody likes, there's always that douchebag that shows up, and they sort of tolerate him while the stand-up comedy show is happening, because that guy usually makes his presence known very early on during comedy night. Like very early on during the show, the douchebag will present himself, and he's a very easy target to just rank on and do improvisational stuff on. And everybody fucking loves it, because finally somebody else has to put up with that asshole. They don't for that night. And you get to say all the things that they've always wanted to say, but they can't, because they still got to live in that town and fucking see that guy on a regular basis. Hey, Jody, things are going good, man. Things are going real good. I'm busier than ever, traveling around the country. Just got back from a huge week on the road. 5 nights I was out there. Started out last Tuesday night in South Bend, Indiana, Mishawaka, at the Smokestack Brew. I was kind of nervous about that one because they just do a free comedy night, and I usually don't like doing free comedy nights because that's when the fucking zoo will show up. That's when you have such a crazy cast of characters at the bar that there is no control in it. You know, the inmates take over the asylum. But this was actually a really good fucking gig at the Smokestack Brew last Tuesday night. Hey, Jason, how are you? But they've been doing it for quite a while there. The audience is trained. They also had like 17 security guys throughout the entire place. They were all there for dinner. It was packed out, which I was very happy to see at the end of the summertime. That's hard to pull off, man. It's Tuesday night in the summertime and pack that motherfucker out. So that was really cool. And then I crashed for a couple of days over in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It was like a prank hotel. I stayed in a studio. It had a studio apartment available. So that way I could just sit in there. I didn't have to go anywhere to eat. I like the studio apartments. I like the functional type of hotel rooms. I'm not looking for the lavish resort type places where you go crash in. I like the swimming pools. I like the hot tubs when they're kept up, when they're nice. Half the time you stay in these places, they're nasty. They're you know, there's a fucking mold growing them. I don't want to sit in that thing and just fucking soak in sodium chloride and baby shit at the same time. So I would rather just have a decent functional hotel room, like a studio apartment style one, these extended stay and suite type places. But this was like a prank hotel, man. They had a stove in there, two burners, but you could only use one at a time. They had the shower in there where if you turned it to the right, you got hot water. If you turned it to the left, you got cold water. But if you put it in the middle, there was nothing at all. So you only had your choice, either scalding fucking hot water or sub-zero temperature cold water. Switch back and forth. I just, you know, take a quick hot shower. As soon as I got too much to handle, immediately fucking jack that handle over to the cold side to cool down. It was like a fucking prank hotel, man. Then I was off to Clyde, Ohio, one of the craziest Friday night shows I've ever had. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Growing up, I used to love watching that show, Cheers, but I didn't realize how true to life it is, except for one thing. The people that are the cast of characters at a nightclub tavern, these town tavern type bars that I perform at, they are way more fucked up than the characters on Cheers ever could be. And there's way more of them. It's not just the trivia guy. It's not just the girl who used to be the hot chick way back in the day. It's not just the town stoner. It's not just the loud mouth who hooks up with some rando at the bar in the front row and has absolutely no qualms about making out with her in front of everybody. You know, there's always a huge crew of characters. That's what makes it fun, exciting, and interesting for me. And that's why I am able to pretty much come up with completely new material every show that I do. You might hear some of the old stuff. You might hear some of Jerdog's greatest hits if I return to your venue, but no two shows are ever the same, because every show I probably leave with more fucking material than I actually showed up with. All right, guys, that's it, man. Nobody called in, whatever, but I'll answer any of your comments or any of your questions, even if you're watching on the replay, or hit me up now. And that's it. I'll be back tomorrow at 4:20 p.m. or as close as possible for Hump Day Happy Hour. This Friday night, come see me in Janesville, Wisconsin at Schulte's Compound. Schulte's Compound pool party starts at 6. Comedy goes down as soon as it gets dark. Then this Saturday night, I'll be going to Cigars and Stripes in Berwyn, Illinois, just outside of Chicago, hooking up with Daryl Beanbag Moon. Bink Winkleton will be in the house. He'll be hosting the retro comedy game show, the Screwlywed Game, just like we talked about in the comments here. People love the prizes we give away. Fabulous prizes. And when I say fabulous prizes, I mean shitty prizes. It's going to be so much fun. And that's another one where things get out of control. And there always seems to be the same type of couples as well. There's always like the couple where you can tell if that dude gets the question wrong, his wife or girlfriend is probably going to beat the shit out of him when they get home. You can also tell the couple who, if they get the questions wrong and the more they drink, the more they're going to probably wind up having some crazy Jerry Springer domestic battle right there in front of the middle of everybody. It's always a madhouse and a lot of fun. And I'm really looking forward to it. That's this Saturday night, September 1st in Berwyn, Illinois at Cigars and Stripes. Shout out to Daryl Moon. Shout out to John and Jessica and Pat and Sherry and everybody who brought me in last weekend. Clyde, Ohio at the Town Tavern. Thanks for the thank you card. Show that one more time. And I'm looking forward to heading back your way for more shows in December, December 6th, 7th, 8th. I'll put the details about that coming up soon. Hey, Michelle, Pete, D-Lynn joining in, joining out, back in. Doug, how are you guys? I will see you again tomorrow at 4:20 p.m. or as close as possible for my not-so-daily live video blog, the 4:20 Report. Tomorrow's Hump Day Happy Hour, so bring a beer, bring a cocktail. I will see you back here. Until then, dog bless America.